glory be to the one in whom we live and move and have our being, and to the many who participate in this one life, and to the Holy Spirit who binds us all together in love, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever evolving, worlds without end. Amen. Okay, a little introduction. I'm very happy to welcome Jim back to Word and Life. He was with us last February when we studied Richard Rohr's book, The Naked Now. It gives me great pleasure to have him come back. So I'm going to give you a little information on him, and then I want to say just a few words about why I personally am happy he's bringing this study to a close. So, Jim Finley lived as a monk at the Cloistered Trappist Monastery of the Abbey of Gethsemane in Kentucky, where the world-renowned monk and author Thomas Merton was his spiritual director. He leads retreats and workshops throughout the United States and Canada, attracting men and women from all religious traditions who seek to live a contemplative way of life in the midst of today's busy world. He is a member of the Contemplative Way community, which meets on the first and third Thursdays of each month for reflections, meditation, and sharing at St. Monica's Church in Santa Monica. I assume you still need to. Okay. He is a clinical psychologist in private practice with his wife in Santa Monica. He has two daughters, six grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Any more? No. He is the author of Merton's Palace of Nowhere, The Awakening Call, The Contemplative Heart, and Christian Meditation, Experiencing the Presence of God. I've brought a couple of the books here. Don't take them, but you can come and look at them if you want an idea. And I recommend all of them, of course. He has resources and videos free and for purchase available on his website, www.contemplativeway.org. Now, okay, personally, Philip Newell's book has been another of many invitations we've had here at Word and Life to experience the sacred in the ordinary, God in everyday life. He has done this through an exploration of Celtic Christianity with its deep connection to the earth and to nature. But as I have so often quoted Richard Rohr, one can't think one's way into union with God. One has to experience it. And so it seems fitting to bring the study of this book to a conclusion with someone who is a supreme guide in helping us to experience the inner, as he puts it, architect of our hearts, the one who has made our hearts in such a way that nothing less than infinite union satisfies. After Jim was here last, I revisited his book, The Awakening Call, which has been an invaluable resource to me many years ago when I first read it, and then in revisiting it, I also have found it to reinstill in me my own great desire to deepen my experience and intimacy with God. And in this book, he perfectly puts into words what drew me many years ago to the contemplative life by the use of this parable. Imagine a woman walking alone in the woods, searching for her lost child. Suddenly in the distance, she hears what sounds like a faint cry for help. Just as suddenly, she stops, for now the noise of the dry leaves beneath her feet is an intolerable interference. So strong is her love that for a brief moment she stops breathing. She is a listening presence. And in the silence, a faint cry is heard that makes her heart leap. Why was she in the forest? What kind of forest was she in? She did not go into the forest in order to have experiences of herself looking for her lost child. She is in the forest because she is in love. Because one whose presence within her heart is now somehow lost and hidden from her This is the kind of forest she is in, the forest of leaving concern for oneself behind and following the call to union with one without whom life cannot go on. It is the place of love unfulfilled, a place where there is no rest save that of union with the one who draws us there. No beauty save the face of the one we seek. This is the domain of God, the place in which we sit in silent prayer. So let's stand now and sing our blessing and welcome Jim to deepen this.